The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Live from State Street and the old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Football Friday coming your way in 2 days. We're getting closer to the weekend, guys. Could the Bears go to 3-1? We'll preview the game out at Legends in Woodridge on Friday. Join us at Legends. It's a little bit of a twist. This week's been weird. I was off on Monday, so I didn't get to host a show with Waddle on Monday. Then yesterday, because you golfed.
You had some pent-up football thoughts running through your body, didn't you?
Hoodie held me in the first segment. I told him I need to be held. Yeah. I'm just, again, I want this to work. I want him to be good. I don't love what I'm seeing. I am very scared that we're going to start this all over again. It's the exact comp of, you know, all these different girlfriends that I had through the years. First of all, it sucked when you were single, right? When you didn't have a girlfriend, you got married early. You never went through these tough times like I did.
I was married at 24.
But like when you would go for like a year and you wouldn't have a girlfriend, you were single, none of your friends want to hang out with you anymore because they all have girlfriends or they're married. So you're the single guy, then you're lonely and this and that. And then you meet a girl.
You were married to the Bulls for a while, weren't you?
I was married. But yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, when I got no one else, yeah. who you know, Ben Gordon's the only choice. So and then you would find a girlfriend, and then, like, the honeymoon stage is fantastic, and then you move quickly, and you start thinking, could this be the one? And then you start hanging out more, and then they're staying over, or you're staying over at their place all the time.
Next thing you know, one of them's got a ketchup bottle in their purse.
Right, and stuff starts to happen. Yeah. Not that I'm perfect. Like, I'm like the Bears skill guys, okay? I'm like the wide receiving core. I'm like the offensive lineman. I'm not perfect. I know this. So I'm nothing to write home against. But there are still warning signs then when you are in a relationship that you're like, this thing ain't going to last. I don't think I'm going to marry her. And then you start playing the game. What do? I don't want to start over again. Got to go back on Match.com. I got to go back in the bars and actually, no one picks up a girl at a bar. I ended up marrying a girl that I met at a bar, though, believe it or not. But, like, those are the thoughts that go through your mind. You know what I mean? And that's how I feel about it. That's why I needed to be held.
Did Hoodie hold you?
He literally held me.
He did. Have you feeling better about things, or does he have some of the same concerns?
He's a big man. Yeah. So like that hug is an all encompassing hug.
Yeah. Was he? At any point did you feel like he was trying to cut off your airway?
No. If it was Cap, he would have tried to for sure. And that leads us to this story. But anyway, so it's been a weird week where I was doing the show yesterday with Hoodie. Waddle was on with Cap. We weren't together on Monday. Waddle's going for a family weekend out of BC to visit his daughter on Friday. So I'm going to be with Carmen and Yurko. We're going to be at Legends in Woodridge. Join us this Friday, 2 to 6. We'll have a great Miller Lite Bears cooler to give away, 6320 Route 53 in Woodridge. Again, it's Legends Grill and Bar in Woodridge. So I missed this today, and I was listening right before, I guess, this went down.
I did not hear this live either.
And at first, I wasn't sure if I wanted to know, but then Zetterman filled me in. Zetterman gave us the heads-up text saying, ooh, Cap's talking about Sylvie's sex life.
Excuse me?
Yes. And this happened this morning a little after, and this goes into the part about Hoodie comforting me. Take a listen to Cap and Jay Hood every morning, 7 to 10.
Shay, I represented our show well with Sylvie yesterday.
I thought so. Certainly.
I represented our show very well.
You noticed Sylvie tried to hide that you were there, too. Oh, I want to get to your Bears calls. You had to remind them I'm here, too.
Wow.
I gave him a little flavor, man. I gave him a little Cap and J Hood flavor. It's like, hey, man, I'm here, too. Don't be so selfish, right? That's how it works. We had fun yesterday. Lashana Tova to him. Right?
That's it. Happy New Year, Sylvie.
That's exactly right. Because he was all bottled up because he was off, and so he's bottled up with bear's angst.
Allie, not on the program?
I don't know what's happening at home. I don't know. We turn over now to Shane Dorling.
Come on. Allie, you're better than that.
Wait a minute.
Take care of the man.
What? I'm just repeating what you said. You said he's bottled up.
He was bottled
got a
up.
Beautiful wife.
He had information he wanted to get out because he didn't have his Bears Monday.
I took it the other way.
Of course
he wasn't
you did.
Getting any action.
You know why? Because you're a dirty old man. That's why.
To be fair to Kaplan, I took it that way as well.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, that's why he was so energetic. He had to get some stuff out.
Wow. Why is he in my bedroom?
I don't know. I feel like the sound of Kenny Williams is ringing in my head. You stay out of White Sox business. You stay out of his bedroom.
Well, and first of all, if you're going to paint the picture of the bedroom, paint the real picture of the bedroom. But second of all, that was Archie Bunker. Like, he was telling Allie, be better than that. Take care of your man. What is this, 1978? Is this the 60s? Is this the 50s? What is she is he going to tell my wife to go do the dishes and wash the clothes next? What's Cap going
to
do?
I don't want any part of this conversation. I think you need to call him and yell at him. Tell him to stay out of your house.
Yeah, what's he doing?
I don't know. You're better than that, Allie.
Hey,
that's just like...
Did he cross the line?
Yeah, I don't think that's where he wants to tread. I don't think so. Call him. Ask him what he meant. Call him.
Maybe, seriously,
call him up. He's probably over at the television station right now.
I want to confirm.
Formulating some opinion on something.
Because there was also a story I heard at the golf outing yesterday. Will not tell you who told me this story off the air. But I was told that when he met Greg Norman recently, you know, they had Norman on the show when they were out at golf. And that off the air, he introduced himself. And then he pulled up his sleeve on his arm, Cap did, to Greg Norman. He said, hey, Greg, look at this. I got a shark tattoo.
And Greg tapped his thigh and said, look at this. You think that's something? Look at this.
And then if that wasn't enough to roll up his sleeve to show him, look at what a loser I am. I have a shark on my live life like a shark. Then he asked him out on a lunch date.
How does that go?
He said, supposedly he said, this is my intel. My intel yesterday told me that he asked Greg Norman on a lunch date so they could compare notes on how to market himself.
Wait a second. Cap was going to give Greg Norman... He's going to give him, like, help on marketing himself
or the
other way around?
No, he wanted to know from Greg Norman how he can market himself, is what I was told. This was all off the air.
So he was looking for advice from Greg Norman about how one should market themselves.
The Sylvie sources had told me yesterday at the golf outing, an unnamed source.
I think it's easy to kind of do all of that work, but that's neither here nor there.
What do you think about that move? Rolling up your sleeve to show Greg Norman your shark tattoo.
I think when you were
asking him out on a lunch date.
I think at any point,
never met him before.
I think at any point when you're rolling up any type of clothing to show a bodily something to Greg Norman, be careful what he may show you. That's all I'm saying.
Do you really need to take an hour and a half lunch break with Greg Norman when the only advice you're going to get is post a photo of yourself on Instagram walking your dog?
There you go.
I mean, that's how you market yourself. Right. That's it.
Yeah, he's going to need some help, though. We saw him in that fantasy football.
Thing. Wow! Oh, he went back to the bedroom!
I'd go get, like, some sort of a kielbasa or something like that.
Did Cap answer? Did you call him? Did he answer the phone?
Oh, you want me to call him right now?
Yeah, okay. I want to see what's his explanation.
Tyler, did you think he was kidding?
No, I wasn't joking. Call a cell.
He's busy preparing Unfiltered. You sure about that?
Oh, I don't know.
I just want to know, what was he thinking? Were you living in the 70s or the 60s? You need to ask him, do you think my wife should be at home right now washing dishes?
Is she obligated to, what's he saying?
Yeah.
That it's just a woman's job? What is this?
That's the reason why I said you should call him and ask. Call him and ask. This is what I was saying.
Tyler's on the phone right now. We'll see if we can.
I'm with you, Miller. Like, really, when you're asking Greg Norman the best way to market yourself, again.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of advice to be taken, right?
Picture's worth a thousand words.
Stroll along the beach with just a pair of tight-fitting swim trunks.
Listen, Cap, lighting is very important when you're posting IG photos. And the filters you use, you got to make sure you want the proper shadowing around the pants. And the,
no, he's the dodging. He's dodging.
Did he send you the voicemail?
He sent a voicemail, yep.
Call Guff. Guff will get him.
that's yes. the Cap back door right there.
What?
You go through Guff. He's the security guard.
It's kind of an odd conversation today. I was about to say I'm shocked that he went there, but I'm really not.
No, neither am I. Yeah. I'm not. By the way, of course, someone with the Twitter handle that says David Kraplin says, being single isn't why your friends didn't want to hang out with you. Hashtag crap that. Instead of take that. Richard tweets and he says, you're killing it with the dating comparison. I'm going through this BS right now. Like, when you don't know, you don't want to go back to the single life. You got to start over. You know how long of a road it is. The first date and all the different things then and all the different people you have to meet.
I think your anxiety and your angst would not be at the level it is if, in fact, your history had at least a page or two filled with brilliant quarterback play.
That's what I'm saying, and that's why it reminds. Now, patience eventually paid off. I got myself a franchise wife, like a franchise.
What are we back in the 70s again?
No,
What are you saying?
It's a good metaphor to never settle.
Okay,
To always reach for the stars.
Now, you just gave us a Casey Kasem right there, didn't you? What did Casey used to say?
Yeah, something like
Keep your feet on the ground and reach for the stars.
Oh, I thought you were going to bleeping ponderous. That's what he used to say.
That one. Well, and isn't the other one, if you shoot for the moon, you fall amongst the stars? Isn't that one?
Yeah, and where are his pictures, by the way?
Whose?
Casey Kasem.
What do you mean? Where are his pictures? What?
Wasn't there some sort
the
of
all-time
a big
rant, the Casey Kasem rant?
Oh.
It's bleeping ponderous, and then there's he keeps asking about where are those pictures that he asked for?
Right.
Have you guys not heard that in a while?
It's been a while.
This is for the dedication about the dead dog?
Are you talking about?
Yes. How come every time I come out of an up-tempo record, I got to play a bleep death dedication
for
a dog?
Wasn't there a big controversy, too, over who gets the body of Casey Kasem?
What?
Wasn't there a fight over his corpse?
Did you want it?
No, I think, like, there was some sort of a controversy between his children. And Google that. There was a weird Casey Kasem death story, too. That's what I thought you were talking about with the picture.
No, I remember the TV or the radio rants that was. Police open an investigation into Casey Kasem's death 4 years. This is from 2018. 4 years later, Kasem's wife and his three adult children from a previous marriage have been in a drawn-out and sometimes bizarre battle since his death.
He was buried in Norway, apparently.
Excuse me?
Yes, like there was something over there was weirdness that had happened. And a big fight. Like 4 years later, they were still fighting over, I think, the body.
Well, you know, at the center of this was an $80 million fortune.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was an $80 million fortune as well. He's been gone since 2014.
I know. He's a legend. Dominic, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dominic?
Happy Wednesday, boys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, I'll put this out here. We're getting a lot of hostility, a lot of debate about the Bears in general. Should be 1-2. We're 2-1. Fields have crapped the bed. Not performing. Bad draft. I think one thing we can all agree on is that this is a rebuilding year, right?
Yes.
Now, you know, that being said, many things that we're not talking about is next year in the cap space that we do have. Chicago Bears going into next year are leading the league with $106 million cap space. Second team in line has Giants with 57 million cap space. We have a $50 million advantage from the second team in the league. Now, with it being a rebuilding year, we have all this additional cap space to help provide Justin Fields with building in the trenches.
To our long distance.
And a full complement of draft picks as well, Dominic.
And full, and absolutely right. And I think this is something that needs to be seen that is to our advantage, that our front office can actually execute. So I was just looking more so, what's y'all your opinion on this? And so kind of pretty much give a little resolution to individuals that really aren't looking forward rather than in the moment.
The record of this season has never been important to me because I don't consider them a contender for anything. I get why the coach is trying to win games. That's what coaches do. I'm not going to fault Matt Eberflus for that. I understand that. I think you can pick and choose moments, though, where you can try to win games and also at the same time in the process of winning a game, also ask your quarterback to do some stuff that will help him grow and also may aid in winning that game. Hence why I was upset that they didn't give him some opportunities at the end of the first half against the Houston Texans. At the end of the day, what's most important to me as I look down the road for this Bears franchise is the development of their young quarterback first and foremost and some of their younger players. And Dominic's right. Going forward, they're going to have a full complement of picks and a ton of cash. It doesn't mean that they're guaranteed to win a Super Bowl. It just means I think that they have set themselves up pretty nicely. They've created a rebuild here. They've told you that with their actions. Now can they execute the plan? You got plenty of resources. And what's most important to me is hopefully the development of the young quarterback. You are so much better off if you have your answer at quarterback under a rookie contract in his second year. You can do so many other things.
Well, that's the big thing is he said, what will he do to help Justin Fields? There's still no guarantee that going into next year that he's not going to go. If this continues to trend the way it's going to trend, it's going to be interesting to see if Ryan Poles goes after his guy.
Yes.
And if he has to use some of those draft capital to get his quarterback.
And I know you know, and I'm not suggesting that you're panicking. There's a long time between then and now. So they've got 14 games. He's got 14 games to ease people's concerns and convince his general manager that he's the right guy going forward. A lot can happen. A lot can start happening beginning Sunday in New York. But you are 100% correct. And Albert Breer talked about that with us yesterday. It's different. You made the analogy from earlier. Listen, when Mitch was here, Ryan Pace was the one who drafted Mitch. So when the coach changed, the general manager stayed in place. That's not the case with this situation.
Yep. Let's go to the phone. This is Greg Norman. I'd like to make a lunch date with you. What day are you free?
I'm free whenever you want me to be free, Greg.
True or false? Did you ask Greg Norman out on a lunch date?
No, that's not true.
No, someone told me that yesterday at the golf outing.
No, it was actually dinner.
Wait, I lean into that. I like that.
So don't you have another question for him?
Yeah, well, my wife was at the gym this morning, and a bunch of women came up to her saying that they heard on the radio that the host said that she needs to take care of her man better. Is this something that you may have said this morning?
Hoodie and I got into a discussion, and he said something about you being bound up. And I said, well, if Sylvie's got a little backlog, then Allie needs to take care of her man.
Archie Bunker, is that you?
What do you want me to tell you?
I want you to stay out of my bedroom is what I want you to do.
I was just looking out for you.
Oh, yeah,
we're in a really good spot, and I was just trying to make sure that you are a happy, relaxed man.
We're in a great spot right now, but I'm telling you, Allie's coming over with the kids, and I think they may leave like a steaming pile of poop on your porch.
Uh-oh. Bring it on.
But afterwards, Cap, she's going to do the dishes, so that'll be good for you, right?
Right, and bake cookies.
Come on, Cap.
Wow. Oh, I was just looking out for my guy, Sylvie.
You're not looking out for me.
I am.
Why don't you drop off a couple of dirty magazines on his front porch? He can take care of himself.
Magazines.
Wow. You guys are incredible.
Well, what's coming up on Unfiltered today?
this?
Coming up on Unfiltered, we're digital only today because the White Sox game starts. So we will only be on YouTube TV, and it'll be me and Josh Schrock, our Bears insider, talking about Justin Fields and asking this question. Would you care if they went 3-14 if he played better? I heard you guys talking about it. We're asking the same question. At the end of the year, if you knew you had your quarterback, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Sign me up.
We're going to ask Mike Wilbon that question at 5.
And he's resisted,
and I'm sure he's going to yell at us and tell us the only thing that matters is the W.
He's wrong, because I sat there with Lance and Alex and Wani the other day, and with 30 seconds left, Alex and Lance are yelling, do not take a timeout here. Just let the clock run down. You owe it to the other rest of the guys and not turn it over here. And Wani's like, no, I need to find out if my quarterback can get me down the field. So.
Yeah, I'm with Wani on that front.
Yeah. All right, Cap.
Welcome.
So, yeah, I was looking out for you, man.
Welcome to the 21st century, Cap.
See ya.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy. Cap,
every morning, 7 to 10. Busting balls as usual.
Maybe if that was the case, never mind.
Coming up next, we'll talk to Dion Miller, and we will play you some of the Justin Fields sound from this morning. He went back to the old playbook at the podium. Does it bother you or not? We'll play it for you next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
You know what? This song actually gets me ready for Bulls basketball. They always play this at the United Center. Oh, man.
You mean the number 9 seed in the East?
Stop it. We'll talk to Will more about the Bulls. Before Dion joins us, like we did last week, I wanted to play you some of the Justin Fields. Last week, it was a very, very perky Justin Fields.
And I think the people that are up there every day covering the Bears noticed it. And they were very, you know, very cognizant of the fact that it was a different presentation.
Yes, and they're like, wow. And his dad told him, look, be more engaged and describe what you're really feeling. Leave no doubt. I've never really cared if you win or lose the press conference. Just play well.
Yes.
Belichick has lost many, many press conferences. many.
He was a treat today as well.
Was he?
Yeah. When they asked him about Mac Jones. So.
So this is Justin Fields. Any adjustment because you played like, quote, trash?
No, I'm going to keep the same routine. Keep the same routine.
That was it?
No, I'm going to keep the same routine. Keep the same routine.
Meller and I watched a good bit of the press conference, and look, he's down. He told you he wasn't happy with how he played.
Do you feel like that you're hesitating?
Hesitating as in like not throwing the ball,
but not making the throw right away.
Not really. It's really just with that you just got to listen to your feet and just throw the ball on time.
Justin Fields, compare your first 3 weeks this year to last year. We always know that last year was very, very up and down, and a lot of people think that this is a new rookie year, and this is the comparison.
I feel like, of course I have a lot more experience now. I don't really remember my first 3 weeks as a rookie last year, but, we're on it this year, so I don't really know about last year, but this year, just trying to just get better each and every day.
Anywhere but here.
That's where he
wanted to be. Anywhere but here.
How do you put a tough game behind you?
I just learned from my mistakes. And when you don't have a game that you wanted to play as well in, all I really know, my response to that is really just get back to work and keep working.
You can hear the frustration in his voice.
This is even shorter. I see on the screen. What was it like watching the film?
It was frustrating. It was frustrating for sure, but you got to learn from your mistakes.
Look, I'm with you. My first reaction to this was it made me laugh a little bit. I know he's frustrated. I know he was more engaged last week. He's coming off a very bad game personally. I care more about how he plays than what he says, so.
Have the coaches pointed out some of the negatives?
I mean, yeah, they're definitely going to point out the negatives. I mean, that's their job. So they're not just going to skip the negatives. If I don't know if I implemented that, but no, they definitely don't skip the negatives.
So that's kind of, and it says, how are you with dealing with adversity?
Part of the process, you know. That's all it is.
Those were the full answers, Mellor, right? You didn't just take snippets?
No, I left the full thing in there for you to hear.
So with every question, those were the full answers. Again, all I want him to do is improve, grow, and show me that he can be the kid that we all thought he could be coming out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm not going to grade the press conferences.
Nor am I.
I really don't give a rat's ass. If he goes into New York and he plays much, much better, and he hits guys when they're open, and he takes less sacks, and he doesn't overthrow guys, I'll be happy.
No, there's one, the very last answer, Sylvie, before you bring in Deion, it might be like, it's the one actual answer where he expounded upon.
By dealing with being positive mentally?
You know, I've had bad games before. This isn't my first bad game that I've ever had. So, again, just looking at the past, you know, what can you do to get better? What can you do to improve? Just, you know, how you look at situations that, you know, maybe have you had in the past like this, and what you do to respond to it. So, you know, we have a guy here for mental health. But, you know, really just, you know, just learning from your mistakes, knowing that you're not going to be perfect, and just, you know, moving on and just, you know, accepting the fact that, you know, we won the game. You know, it's easier to, you know, correct mistakes after a win than a loss, of course. So, you know, just correcting each and every mistake and, you know, just trying to be better in every aspect.
It's a good answer, right?
Yeah,
there.
That was a good engaged response.
Let's bring in Deion Mellor, who does a great job covering the Bears for ABC 7. And you hear her here on ESPN 1000 with Peggy Kaczynski. You hear her on the pregame show with Jeff Mellor and lots of other spots as well. Deion, what was your main takeaway from watching Justin today?
Well, fun, personable Justin Fields lasted all of 8 days, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. He's moved on. Back to short answers. It felt like, you guys, I felt like he had just come out of a film session with coaches, and they had really pointed out the negatives, especially that one bite when you talked about, oh, don't worry, they are telling me what I've done wrong, and yeah, they're not just trying to focus on the positive. It felt like he was kind of just coming out of that. I agree. Like, I don't care how he really acts in the press conference. It makes my job easier if he gives us better answers. But at the same time, like, win games, and we're not analyzing all this stuff. Do perform better on the field, yeah, and we're not going to be talking about how he sounds in a press conference, right? Yeah. So that's what the bottom line is, and I feel like he's putting in the work, but it makes me nervous when a quarterback in the NFL is being told to work on footwork and timing, you yeah guys. Like, that seems very elementary for a guy at this level.
Yeah, it's also connected for young quarterbacks as well. When you're down on yourself and you're not feeling strong or positive about what you're seeing in the pocket, your mechanics break down, and then your accuracy is negatively affected. I said Deion at the end of the game, he finally looked for the first time, despite some of the adversity on the field, that he looked shook. You're there. Yeah. You've seen him in press conferences after games. You saw him today. I mean, did he give you the same impression after this game against the Texans?
He did. What was interesting, though, I felt like he was more honest and even calm on Sunday night than he was today.
Yeah.
And I guess that just is further indication of what he looked at and saw how hopefully correctable some of those mistakes are, but just how many mistakes he continues to make. It's just hard because we want it to happen fast, right? Everybody does. And the numbers may not be as skewed as it seems overall of all of his starts as a rookie. Are they comparable to others? I saw some stats floating around that it looks a lot like Josh Allen did. And we all know, like, now watching Josh Allen is like a symphony, right? Like, he sees the field so well and he moves the ball around. He knows what he's doing. It seems seamless to him. We want to see that with Justin Fields. And so it's frustrating that we continue to talk about the same mistakes and it doesn't feel like we're making progress. It actually feels like we're going backwards towards basics. And that's hard to hear for a fan base that's been so starved for a quality quarterback for so long.
Deion, any indication on Matt Eberflus on how their confidence is feeling about Justin Fields?
Oh, I don't know if he's going to indicate anything. I mean, he's certainly not going to, like, experiment with Trevor Siemian just to see what happens.
No,
I don't think he's going to do something silly like that. I think they believe in Justin in the role that he's in. They're going to give it time, and they believe in what they're building with Luke Getsy. It's they're losing receivers, too. I mean, they don't have a lot of weapons as it stands. Him and Darnell Mooney, as much work as they did in the offseason, aren't connecting on the field, and that's equally as frustrating. Talk about frustrated players. Darnell Mooney is incredibly frustrated, putting in a lot of work. You saw on Twitter after the game, he was on the jugs machine right away. But he told us today, look, I'm not the playmaker I said I would be. And I have to figure that out. And thankfully, he's like, if not for our defense and Roquan, we would not have won that game. And he said, we need to be better offensively, and is trying to put in that work to make that happen. So It's frustration all the way around, but Eberflus is always going to say this is the entire team. This is not just on Justin, but from all indications, they're going through this process as they have it, and they're not going to get too high or too low, at least in front of us.
You know, I can sell a little hope from watching the film. I can tell you that, like, some of the mistakes here he's making are so basic and so easily corrected,
mm-hmm,
that if he goes out there on Sunday against the Giants and creates, you know, some plays and corrects some of these mistakes, you could come out of that game on Sunday and say, wow, we saw a ton of improvement. That's because the mistakes he's making are so elementary. So, mm-hmm, like, there is a chance for him to be significantly better just by hitting layups and doing the things that he's supposed to be doing that are so elementary for quarterbacks.
Correct. And if he just makes those corrections and he starts having some success, I think that goes a huge way towards instilling confidence in everybody. Look, they can talk all they want about how much they believe in him. It's until we see it on the field, we see that unfolding before us. And even Khalil Herbert talked about, you know, like, we don't like hearing Justin say that he played like trash, but we also know the kind of guy he is and that he's going to do everything he can to change that. And so, you know, what they know on the inside, what they know of him, they believe in him, and they want to, they trust that he can get it right. And there is an opportunity this week. I mean, you're facing a Giants team on a short week. They're giving up 200 yards passing a game. I mean, this is another chance for them, hopefully, that they'll start to open this up the way that they've promised us they would.
Dion, is it safe to say that it will be Khalil Herbert without David Montgomery this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't practice today. He was nowhere to be found. I mean, even Jalen Johnson, who didn't practice, was at least out there trying to do some, like, side work and doing. We didn't see David at all today. So my guess would be that. I think in some ways, Eberflus says they feel like they dodged a bullet because he is just day-to-day. But they said the same thing about Bayless, and we have not seen Bayless on the field at all. Hopefully he's getting closer as well because he was out there. But I would say you could pretty much bet on Khalil. They're not going to push David back when Herbert is running the way that he was. And the O-line, I mean, he mentioned today how the preparation they put in with the O-line, he said, I felt like I knew where I could see it before it even happened, right? We were practicing it all week, and then when I saw those holes open up, it was like, yes, I already knew what was going to happen next. And so he's definitely prepared to step in for as long as needed, and it felt like Sunday he was winning a job. I mean, that's just what it felt like to me, but hopefully a healthy David Montgomery can just add to what they're able to do with Khalil.
Dion, did Velus Jones practice in any way today?
He did. He was limited again, but he was out there. He said that him and Andre are just trying to stack good practices together. He really hopes that it is Sunday. He feels like he stayed engaged enough that he can make a big difference right away, and they could use that. We yeah. saw in the preseason just that one little tiny bit of action he saw against Seattle. We really saw that he can be explosive when he's out there, and he's pretty confident that he can do that right away, and they could use a spark like that, both in special teams and on offense. So I'm really hoping for his sake he gets out there, too. I feel like you're losing a lot of time for a rookie to miss essentially like the first month of the season. So hopefully it is this week. But he was able to do something today, and that's progress for him.
I asked this to Courtney yesterday, and I don't expect you to know this on Wednesday or them to even share anything, but do you get a feeling that Lucas Patrick could move back to center and they'll let Jenkins just play guard?
It's hard to tell after one practice day. Like, I was watching the offensive line, and they really didn't do anything like with five guys lined up practicing that way. It was more like one-on-one drills and that sort of thing. So it was hard to tell today, but I would not be surprised. I they like Lucas so much, and they trust him so much. But, you know, Justin talks about his comfort with Sam at center and that sort of thing. I don't know how much they want to mess with that. It just depends on what they end up feeling, I guess, as we get closer to game day. But it's hard. It was hard to tell with one practice today. Maybe tomorrow we'll have a better indication.
Sure. Any other news we need to know?
Well, I think it's noteworthy a little bit. N'Keal Harry could come off of IR next week, which would help the offense as well, as we saw Byron Pringle in a walking boot walking around. Like, they really need help in the receiver category. It would be nice if he could come back. I felt like he was going to be a big asset when he first came in. So, you know, he's going to be anxious to get back if they're able to activate him. I think that could be key. They just got to get this offense going, guys. I mean, it's just got to happen. There's no other way around it.
Yeah.
But I am pleasantly surprised that they're 2-1. Like, I don't want to knock that at all. I thought, you know, at 6 wins, I would always take the under. I thought maybe 4 wins. I would love to be wrong if they're already halfway to
Vegas
total,
hasn't so. Moved the number.
Right.
Yeah, Vegas still is at 6.5. They have not changed
they
it.
Should get 2 of these next 5, shouldn't I'm with they, you. At least?
They should.
I mean, listen, it's falling into place for them. You get the Giants, their receiving core, yeah. And they're an average team to begin with. Their receiving core is a bit of a mess. You're going to get the Vikings right. Coming off of the London trip, right?
Right, and they're not yep. World beaters, no. we see.
Yeah.
So
winning ugly is still winning, guys.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Deion, great work. Thanks, we appreciate Deion. It.
You guys are the best. Thanks.
All right. There's Deion Miller, ABC7, and also ESPN 1000. Michael Wilbon coming up at 5. Also, what a start to a career. I'm going to read you the accomplishments to this person's career. You tell me where it ranks, only through 3 games, but still impressive nonetheless. We'll get to it next.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Sports.
Getting closer to your weekend, and we're going to be out on Friday. It's going to be with a little help from Carmen and Yurko. Waddle's going to be at BC for Parents Weekend. Going to see Emerson for the first time since she went off to college. So that's
looking forward to it.
Job well done there. You be a dad. And we're going to hold down the fort at Legends in Woodridge. So I'll be joined by Carmen and Yurko. That's going to be a fun show. 2 to 6. And it's in Woodridge. The place is called Legends, and it's a Miller Lite event. We're going to be giving away one of those great Miller Lite Bears coolers that we've given away before. We're going to have a great time. The Nissan Street Team will be there as well, Nissan Titan Street Team.
Maybe the good kid will put something like a mystery gift inside the cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he'll deposit something in there that is surprising and pleasant.
What did I hear today that he took a picture? I forgot to ask him this in Crosstalk. He took a picture of an accident or a fire from his car on the way here.
I did not hear that.
And then within the picture, there's like a half-eaten piece of bread on like the top of his console. I think that's what I heard this morning. Did I hear that correct, guys, during a crosstalk? Something that he witnessed, but he didn't want to tweet out in case there were any injuries. And then when upon further review in the picture, there was a half-eaten piece of bread on his dashboard.
Well, no, he said it was like one of those cork scents that they put in after a car wash or something.
Sure, it's like sure.
Yeah.
It's a half-eaten piece of bread. You're a good kid. Leaving his stuff all over the place.
He gets hungry, he may eat a piece of cork. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be a good time on Friday. The start of this guy's career. How about this?
Okay, let me hear it.
Mike McDaniel.
Oh, okay.
Could it be any better? Like, think about this, Waddle. In the opener, you beat the greatest coach of all time in Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
In the second game, you had a historic comeback against the Baltimore Ravens on the road, and you won 42-38. And in the third week, you beat the best team in the NFL. That's a pretty damn good 3-0 start for a first-time head coach.
It's worthy of a shower.
Right. Maybe you're superstition and you don't shower.
He's had a good run.
It's
a good early run.
Well, as someone who has talked about openly concussions, did you have a thought on what you saw from Tua and the whole controversy and the investigation?
Listen, I know that there is some skepticism. I get it. But the process, you have to believe in the process, and the process includes a independent medical, you know, person on site. So he walks up the tunnel with an assistant coach or maybe an assistant trainer from the Miami Dolphins, but NFL protocol is that a non-biased and, you know, an unaffiliated medical professional is the one that is conducting the exam and making the decision whether or not he's able to go back in. So if that process is followed correctly and there was no hanky-panky, which I don't have any reason to believe there is, then he cleared protocol.
But he shook his head after that. Like, after the hit, he shook his head. Then he stumbled once, and then he stumbled one other big
awful.
Time.
Yeah, it looked right. awful.
Like, how? Like, I saw a lot of people on Get Up today. They don't believe it one bit. Like, they don't.
But then my question would be, how in the world did he pass the unaffiliated medical professionals test that allowed him back in? Looked Maybe the test needs to be different.
Right. Wasn't there even, like, a year or two ago when something happened to Russell Wilson, I want to say, he took a big hit and showed signs that they didn't even take him off the field.
That's different.
You know what I, it is? Yeah. It's true, but it's supposed to be an independent guy up in the press box who stops the action
right.
to get them to the locker room. I don't think any of this is
working.
By the
way, I think he was cleared, but I think he passed the exam twice, they said, before they put him back in. So, look, I know that visually it did not look right. And the NFL has come out and spoken volumes about player safety and treating that with a great degree of seriousness. That was not a good look for the league. But again, I'd have to know, you know, what was the process that they went through. And then maybe it's time to make sure that the process is vigorous enough that it is catching things that may go by the wayside.
Here's the other thing, too. You want to talk about really opening yourself up as an entity to some major lawsuits?
Yeah.
If this, quote, independent neurologist is not actually independent, but in somehow being told by the NFL or right. teams to pass players who right. actually
well,
are showing.
That's a hell of a risk,
like,
they're taking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it, like, doesn't
seem. That's
why,
Jeff, it led me to believe that it was on the up and up. Or at least I was willing to give them the benefit of the doubt.
But you're right, Sylvie. The Russell Wilson thing from a year ago, yeah, he never got checked out. That was problematic.
I think it's just, it's not work to begin with. And I don't know what happens. I mean, you, Waddle played. He's gone through this. But
we didn't have the independent contractor involved on that one. It was just.
Well, there's hell. There's
how
no
many
way
fingers
in
am I holding up? And if you got anywhere, you know, from if you were off by one, you're good. If you're off by two, yeah, maybe. If you were off by three, you weren't going back in. That was the old.
Were
how
you
many
ever
fingers
off
are you
by
holding?
Three?
Don't remember.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Right there. It's that's on brand right there. All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to Michael Wilbon. The exact scenario is playing out of what we've debated. Wilbon, he always said he would take the winning record over progress from the quarterback. We'll ask Wilbon, you happy now? It's coming up next.